this is There Is No Point Dying, Kirishima X Suicidal Reader, My Academia One Shot by Star Wars Lover 13. There is a warning. Warning, this story contains mentions of self-harm, suicidal thoughts, and depression. Read at your own risks. It happened so fast that you couldn't really record much of what happened. One minute, you and your older brother were messing about as you walked home from school. Next, you're being pushed away as a speeding car mounted to the curb and looked out. Your brother, who was standing there 2 seconds before, everything I thought was a blur of screaming, crying. He surrendered his life to save you, his little sister. He slipped deep into depression after that and ended up starting to cut, not being able to properly cope with the loss of your brother. Of course you kept this from everyone. You didn't want people to worry over something like this. It would only make you feel more guilty than you did already. You thought making it into the hero course would change your mood, but it didn't. It only made it worse. You thought about all this hero work could have saved your brother. The only thing that gave you slight happiness was the redhead himself, Kirishima. You were always happy and had a smile on his face whenever you looked at him. A slight smile makes its way on your face every time you see him, and what you didn't know was that he noticed you as well as notice your behavior and mood. You came to school today with your emotions all over the place. You were littered. You had littered your arms with cuts, and your mindset was very unstable. This was because it was your brother's anniversary today, and you couldn't cope with that. Dangerous thoughts had started pouring their way into your head and were seriously getting to you. As you sat in class, these thoughts began to build and swell in your head. At this point, that something like this occurs, calling for backup is your main priority. It's essential that Mr. Aizawa's words faded away as they were replaced with your own thoughts. It's your fault he's gone. If you had paid attention and looked yourself, he wouldn't have had to jump in front of the car for you. You should end it so you can't feel his so you can feel his pain. The voice inside your head says you. You shake your head as if to get rid of them. Why, Anne? Are you listening or are you daydreaming? Mr. Aizawa says, a look of annoyance on his face. Sorry, sir. I'm not feeling the best. May I be excused? You say as he nods in response. Quickly, you pack up your things and head to Recovery Girl's office to lie down. Before arriving, you told her you weren't feeling well, and she simply said lay down to rest. Even if you did, your thoughts didn't leave. You should end this and save yourself a life full of guilt and despair, the voice said. You shake your head again, but this time the idea didn't leave your head. Came to me and the head was concerned about your behavior and decided to keep an eye on you. Once school came to an end, you slowly make your way home. Thoughts scream louder and louder in your head. Do it, end this now. Just kill yourself already. You came across a busy road. That was it. You end. You walk in front of all the traffic, horns screaming, people yelling at you to get out of the way. The car approached and you closed your eyes. Suddenly someone grabbed you, a loud bang followed before you were sent flying into the road. You sat there in shock as Kirishima's hardened form laid next to you. Panic went through you. No, not again. Not like your brother. Tears went dry. Kirishima, no. This couldn't be happening again. It was all your fault. A groan caught you attention as Kirishima was quick saved him. He risked his life for yours, just like your brother. Wayan, are you okay? You're not hurt, are you? He asked, more concerned about you than himself. Me, what about you? Why did you do that? You could have died. I wanted to die. Why didn't you let me? You yell. Because there's no point dying over something that happened in the past. It can't be changed. All you can do is move on, he said, brushing tear. How did you? I knew about the accident, Wayan. It wasn't your fault. It never will be. You paused for a moment. I need that, Kirishima. Thank you. I'll help you through this. Promise. Good, great. Have a good day, night, or evening. Bye.